Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because the DirecTV ESPN standoff thing is still a thing.
Mm-hmm. Still?
Yes, it is.
All right. And I need to cancel my service, my temporary service, whatever it is, in by today.
Your
is
YouTube
it,
TV?
I don't know what it is, but is it gonna be like resolved. Broadcast on regular TV starting tomorrow?
Isn't tomorrow what? On Peacock?
Is what gonna be on regular what's TV?
The US Open.
Oh.
No,
I thought you were talking about the NFL games.
I'm not worried about the NFL games.
I think it's ESPN.
Yeah. ESPN or ABC, right? But it says ESPN or ESPN. Plus. I don't know. I don't understand.
It's a you're nightmare. In a tizzy.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
What is the broadcast network for tomorrow night's game?
Peacock.
So it is
yes.
Peacock.
Yes. See, if you don't
see
have Peacock
the Packers
yet,
against the Eagles,
you better get Peacock or you better go out to your local watering hole to watch the game.
Is tonight Amazon?
Tonight is... No, it's NBC,
NBC.
And Peacock.
Tonight's okay. NBC.
NBC broadcast.
Because usually Thursday night is Amazon during the season, right?
But I think
or did
this
that
is,
switch over?
I think this is Sunday
it's
night
one-off?
Football, Thursday night edition.
Got you.
Is the way it's branded.
Got you.
Yeah. So it's Sunday night football on Thursday.
So it's a one-off,
it's an NBC product.
Right. Yeah, I'm
there
seeing NBC Peacock.
All right, so we need to put our heads together and figure out which team we're picking to survive through week one. And, oh, by the way, we're not playing for $9 million. We're playing for nearly $12 million in the Circa Survivor Pool.
All right. And
that
people,
prize pool is
people, people can chime in. It is Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home. Because it's where you live. 1-800-636-1067. I got to say, I'm influenced on theory. So our pal Stoner from Ref the District.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He sent me a couple of messages. I think he won a survivor pool last year and
okay.
He gave me his methodology.
All right. He gave you the blueprint? I'd like to hear
and
it.
And I don't know if he's okay
here's
with
the
me
blueprint.
Sharing it,
you
but I'm
going to get
share.
Lucky as hell.
Yeah. He said, number one, don't ever save a team.
Okay. Well, that's sure. I'm cool with that.
Number two, he says, computers are smart.
Yeah.
Go with the highest probability.
Okay.
So when you look at spreads, you look at those, you know, computer models, go mm-hmm. with the highest probability. And then preferably pick a team that's at home.
Yep.
And then if it comes down to it, the better quarterback. And when I look at all of those things
we
for week one,
do that, I feel like
I'm going to go with the Bengals. The Bengals take on the Patriots. Jacoby Brissett, nice story, whatever. He basically lost his job in the preseason to Drake May.
Right.
The head coach said Drake May played better than Jacoby Brissett, but he was going to go with Jacoby Brissett anyway because they know they're going to take their lumps. The Patriots know that the early part of the season, they're likely to lose at least three of their first four games. So I'm going to go with the Bengals. Regardless, it doesn't matter to me whether Jamar Chase is there or not. Bengals
so the
win
Bengals
at home.
Bengals are the biggest favorite on the board. They're laying 8.5 points against the New England Patriots. And another team with a pretty good spread that's playing at home that I really like. I love the Drab Hawks this week. They're laying 6. They've got a rookie quarterback making his first start in Bo Nix coming on the road. Now, I have a little issue with the fact that Bo Nix, he looks pretty good in training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And he's Sean Payton's handpicked guy. And that's a Super Bowl winning coach. He knows what he's doing. He saw Russell Wilson, the way he couldn't run a system or didn't want to run a system, and said, you're out. He went and got his guy. I think Bo Nix is capable, is going to hit the ground running.
Hasn't Geno been banged up in the preseason a little bit?
I don't think
not
they're
playing
worried
much.
About that.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
He's going to be okay. They're raving about Kenneth Walker in Seattle. Ryan Grubb's going to go downfield. He's going to open up DK Metcalf.
You've been dropping Ryan Grubb the last couple weeks.
I can't
like he's
stop
some
it.
Super known offensive coordinator.
JSN's
I'm not saying he's not great.
JSN will have a breakout year because Tyler Lockett just wakes up. He goes, oh, my knee is swollen. It hurts.
I've got him on one of my teams. I was thinking about starting.
I love the offense. But I also like Cincinnati, too, because the only sticking point there is Jacoby Brissett is capable. We saw him come in relief last year here in Washington, and he actually looked pretty good in spurts.
Yep.
I'm going back and forth between the Bengals and the Seahawks.
I got a little nugget for you.
All right.
Vegas has the Seahawks now as 6-point favorites against Denver.
Yep.
Seattle is 5-0 in their last five home openers when favored by 6+ points.
New coach.
You're like lobbying that. For your Seahawks? Or are you just giving objective information?
By the way, do we know, do the boys behind the glass have a separate Circa play? Because last year there were two separate entities.
No, we're the broke boys. We don't have $1,000.
Okay.
We're into Survivor Pool.
So you're chimers.
We're chimers.
So the other benefit to the Seahawks will be going against a lot of the field. Because I think everybody's going to be on Cincinnati.
Probably.
That's a number.
But that's kind of like saving a team.
If you look at the schedule, there aren't a lot of teams that kind of jump off the page.
I know. This is a tough week to pick.
I'll tell you one you haven't mentioned yet that I kind of like is the Bills.
Kind of like them too, but Kyler kind of scares me a little bit.
He does.
Even though it's a road game.
I don't love any of these games, to be honest with you.
I feel like you say that every week.
My criteria is a lot like what you said, JP. Number one,
I lifted it from Chris Stone.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but you kind of use the same one. You like a team at home.
Mm-hmm.
You like the better quarterback situation. You like betting against a backup quarterback, essentially. Right? Those are the top three.
Yeah.
I do like Seattle. I kind of threw those games out. When we were talking about it a couple weeks ago, there was like three or four games I really liked, but since he just kind of jumps off the page, Chase is going to play.
We have to go Bengals.
Can I ask why this spread is so low?
I feel like they started slow, though, either last year or the year before. I need to look at the Bengals.
Are we snoozing?
Week by week last year.
I feel like this line should be bigger. The Saints are only laying 4 against the Panthers in New Orleans. That's a little tantalizing, though the spread is lower. And what if Carolina under Dave Canales just looks completely different on offense? The Saints are my third pick.
You're talking about last year, JP. They started off slow.
Yes.
They lost. They got pummeled by Cleveland and they lost by 3 to Baltimore.
They started off 0-2 last year.
But they were playing Cleveland and Baltimore.
Okay.
Is that the game Burrow threw 3 interceptions?
I think so.
Week 1?
He threw for 82 yards in week 1.
Who was that against? The Browns?
That was against the Browns, and then you guys beat them.
Then I think the year before that, they started off very slow against the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm trying to look up 2022 right now.
I think the Steelers went into Cincy and housed them.
They beat them in overtime 23-20. Yep. So they've lost the last 2 years with Burrow. They've lost their first two games.
I mean, me a little nervous.
Deuce theory.
I don't love that.
I like.
But again, you were playing Cleveland.
Yeah, a division rival.
Much better defense. You were playing Baltimore, much better team. You were playing Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh was eh. And Dallas. Now you're playing the Patriots with Brissett. I like Cincy.
I like the Bengals. I think that's the safest play. I don't like any of them. I don't love it.
800-636-1067.
I have questions about the Bills with no Diggs. Yeah. I do have questions. What's that going to be like?
I'm worried about Kyler with Harrison Jr. and McBride. Like, that team can actually score, and James Conner is a capable running back. They're not a pushover.
By the way, it's not a $9 million question. It's a $12 million question.
I know. Yeah, it's big.
$12 million question.
It's a lot.
Every week.
It's a lot of dough.
Wait a second. I'm
feeling we're about early.
Have the Bengals started 0-2 the last two seasons?
Yes.
I don't love that. And probably no Ja'Marr Chase.
Why? He's practicing.
I think he's going to play.
He didn't sign a contract.
He doesn't have a deal yet.
So he's still under contract.
Time.
It was a light practice.
It's freaking Thursday.
Why was he playing? Why was he practicing then?
Yeah, why is he practicing? He's practicing to be ready.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
All right.
Punching a few holes in the Cincinnati Bengals pick.
I'm still sticking.
Look, you can punch holes
in my top choice.
Nobody likes the Saints laying four against.
Don't like it.
You don't like that?
I don't like Derek Carr.
I don't like him either.
So I don't like betting on.
I'm not putting
S-teams.
Week one into.
You're asking me to bet on an
he
S-team.
Might win, but I'm not putting week one into Derek Carr.
Can you imagine betting $12 million on a poop team? It's crazy.
Well, they're playing the poopiest team in the Carolina.
We don't know. This year's the great unknown. Everything. Every year's.
Here's another one we haven't really talked about: Chargers at home against Vegas.
Don't know what to get.
Yeah.
What to expect? I mean, I'm.
I think
in my bold predictions, I got the Chargers winning a playoff game. But do I deep down believe it enough to bet on them the first week?
It's a 3-point spread, and Minshew Mania could just have a crazy game.
Yeah, but you got Herbert. Herbert's a better quarterback.
Smash him last year?
Maybe, but it's a totally different season.
I think he is a good coach. The former Skins linebacker. The Raiders guy.
Oh, Antonio Pierce. Yeah.
I think he's a good coach.
Yeah, but I mean... I don't know. I think the Chargers is the play, but I'm not saying I'd use them in week one Survivor. It's just one of those games I looked at.
Yeah.
All right. If the listeners want to weigh in, 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines.
It's a $12 million decision every week.
It's a critical.
That we can survive.
So critical.
12 milli. I just want to make it a few weeks and then just cave and sell our ticket or something.
Sure, we're going to sell our ticket after 3 weeks.
I think we're going to lose week one.
Could you have your hand down your pants more? I mean, it's a show.
Jason, the Raiders, I know it's a totally different team, but the Raiders beat the Chargers in their last matchup.
Yeah.
63-21.
I'm not endorsing that. We're not taking
that
game.
That's totally different.
That was with Aiden O'Connell at the helm, throwing four touchdown passes. I can't touch that Chargers game.
No, stay far, far away.
I'd be okay with, personally... I'd be okay with the Buffalo play.
Yeah.
I prefer the Bengals play.
I
would not endorse the Saints play. No. And what was the other one that was thrown out there?
The Seahawks.
I don't really love the Seahawks, but Drab kind of sold me with the 5-0.
I guess I can hold
my nose on Seahawks.
Play the Bengals this week.
I think.
By the way, when you were talking about the Chargers Raiders last year, when Herbert played the Raiders, he beat them. When the Raiders beat the Chargers 63-21, Easton Stick was the quarterback. Okay.
You have to take that into consideration.
Okay. Fair point.
That's a pretty big,
Now, they did allow 63. They did allow 63.
I didn't know that Justin Herbert played defense.
That's true, but they gave up on. The season was over.
What was Khalil Mack doing? Did he take day off?
Now, since he losing back-to-back the first 2 years, or the last 2 years, in the first 2 weeks... Kind of concerned.
It's a little disconcerting.
If you want to chime in again, 800-636-1067. I just out of curiosity, I'd like to hear the Peanut Gallery back here, the Broke Boys. I want to hear what the Broke Boys.
Like the Broke Boys.
Are you guys doing the Nubs pool? I thought I heard something about $110.
We're in a Nubs. We're in the Nubs.
You're in the kiddie pool.
Yeah, we're in the kiddie pool.
But you know what?
Kiddie pool down the street.
Adult swims over there.
I think the payout's going to be silly.
That's good.
All right, but what do you guys like? What are the broke boys?
Is that
like?
Our backup poll that we did last year after yeah. we got down?
You guys be on so funny.
We shouldn't joke because we'll be in that pool before we know it.
Don't get me wrong. Come on in. The water's warm.
Don't get me wrong. I heard them say $110. I was like, isn't that what we did the second go round?
Yeah. I actually wish we did that the first go round.
I think they're going to take Seattle.
I kind of like Seattle. And plus, I'm a Ronald McDonald fan. Mike McDonald.
Remind me when you guys did the big boy pool last year. Yeah. Because there were two entities last year. It was us and it was the boys behind the glass. Now, we all lost. They all ended up in the same spot. They lost first week.
They lost in the first week.
That's right.
They took
the same things that your bullet points at JP went over.
We took the Minnesota Vikings over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Vikings at home. And you know what the rationale was?
He's going to ask, what's that?
It was known. What do we like?
Better quarterback.
Known quantities. We know what Kirk Cousins is. We don't know what Baker is, really. So
tough one.
It doomed us.
Let me ask a question. Collectively, why aren't we fading our pick each week?
I don't know.
You should be.
Because you're going to make money either way.
Yeah.
Yes, you should be.
Right. We should do that.
I mean, if the Patriots are plus 330.
Right.
So if we all put, you know,
not going to make money either way because you could lose your faded pick. All right. I mean, eventually, maybe.
No, you martingale it.
You got to keep putting up more money.
Oh, okay.
But see, here's the thing. You're going to make money because a lot of the teams you're betting on fading our picks are going to be underdogs. So they're going to be getting money. Like Patriots are plus 330.
And technically, you could middle it too. The Bengals win by 3,
you could
win both bets.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, we're going to
hold on. How are we doing? We're not doing the ranking thing, right? We're just all kind of collectively. What if you both took Seattle and we took Cincinnati?
Then we'll have to rank them second go round.
Okay.
All right. The ranking will be the tiebreaker.
Or you do the revote. Didn't we do that last time? Second round of voting to see if somebody changes.
Try to bully someone.
Right.
All right, let's take some calls when we come back.
Yeah.
Although no one's called.
No one's interested. 800-636-1067.
People are interested in Survivor.
The MGM National Harbor Lister lines. Give us some Survivor tips. Maybe we'll listen to your advice. Maybe we won't. We'll do that pick when we come back. And before we're done today, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at Capital One Arena. So keep listening for your chance to win. In a world where every mission is critical, where security and precision are paramount, one small business stands ready. OSI Federal, a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business, is your trusted partner in mission-critical IT solutions. With unparalleled expertise and unwavering commitment, OSI Federal understands the urgency of your IT needs, from cybersecurity to seamless integrations. Visit osifederal.com today and discover why OSI Federal is the choice for federal government agencies and systems integrators alike. OSI Federal, empowering your mission with precision and excellence.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.